During this term in ICT, we as a class created a variety of digitales on different subjects that we felt personal to us. Here is Proma and Salman's take on what they did.
So, Proma, what was your digital story about?
My digital story was the story of my best friend and I. I've known her since we were in kindergarten, and then we faced a lot of obstacles in our friendship, which we overcame. And so I figured it would make a good digital.
So what were some of the other choices you had in mind?
Well, I wanted to make digitales that were personal to me, so I wanted to make them about either friendship or my favorite things or something, and in the end I figured that that was the one that I could do the most adequately.
So what do you think your strengths were, like some of the stuff?
Well, my strengths were I had a lot of resources, I had a lot of good pictures, I made my own animations, and I had a lot of videos which I felt added realism to my digital.
So, do you think you had any weaknesses?
I had some problems with the sound, because the first take it was the sound was pretty bad, and so I had to go over that, and I had some problems editing it as well. But other than that, it was okay. It was a good learning experience.
So I guess you learned a lot from this digital, didn't you?
I did. I learned, because before I started this, I didn't even know how to make a digital, and so it was interesting to learn how to do that.
That's quite impressive.
So Salman, what was your digital about?
Well, my digital was mainly about hardships that people usually face in sports.
What kind of hardships was your digital based on?
Like, my hardship was like when I first came to ISD, I couldn't play basketball and many students used to make fun of me because of that. So my challenge was to learn how to play basketball and then play for the basketball team. So that's basically what it was about.
So is it fair to say that that was a defining moment in your life?
Yeah, well, I think it was kind of like a turning point in my life, because from being one of those people that no one knew about, I became one of the popular students in school, which really helped me a lot. Yeah.
Okay, so is that why you chose this as a digital?
Yeah, well, it's a quite important part. Like, it boosted my self-esteem throughout the rest of my life and everything.
Okay, so what were your strengths in creating this digital?
Well, my strengths were that I had lots of videos, and like all my pictures, they were like I edited them very nicely, so they looked very real. And yeah, my transitions were very nice. All the effects that I put in were also very good.
Did you have any weaknesses?
Well, my main weaknesses were with the sound, because I had many technical difficulties, and I had problems with my narration, and it didn't really go as I had planned, so I had to redo my script, and which kind of messed it up at the end.
So how did you overcome your weaknesses or difficulties?
Well, my first weaknesses were the technical problems. I had to reinstall my sound recording software, which later enabled me to record my sound properly. And other than that, I don't think I had any other problems.
A question that people asked when we showed them our digitals at Go Digital was how we felt when we looked back at the end product after all our work. So Salman, how did you feel when you looked back at it?
Well, I felt really proud, because I think I spent a lot of time on this project, and the amount of effort I put in was a lot, was quite big, I guess. And well, on the night I saw that, a lot of people actually really liked my digital, and the traction was quite big. So I was, at the end of the day, I was really impressed with my work, I guess. So what about you? How did you feel?
I actually loved watching it back over again, because once it was done, you felt really proud and satisfied to watch it back again. And the animations and everything put together, it helped. I really don't know what it helped, but yeah, they look good.